The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Are we as thankful as we should be to be an American? America and the British people have been a blessing in many ways to the world, and you and I have been a part of that. We have sent our armies around the earth to liberate their nations from oppressive powers and to keep peace and stability in the earth. As I have said many a time, I would hate to have lived in this world that Satan is in charge of, at least to the degree that God allows, without the United States and the British peoples. Even though we haven't been the God-fearing and obedient people we should have been or could have been, or that God commanded our forefathers to be, as well as we, the modern nations of Joseph, or Israel, the United States and Britain, but yet God has used us in a great way in helping other nations. Yes, God has used us in his purpose of being a blessing to other nations. God also used Joseph, the father of Ephraim and Manasseh, that is, the United States and Britain, to preserve life and feeding many people. You may remember the story or the account in Genesis, the book of Genesis, where God had actually been behind the fact that Joseph was sent down to Egypt to preserve life. Notice what God says in Genesis 45, verses 5 through 8. Joseph is speaking to his brothers here, says, "But now, do not therefore be grieved nor angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me here, but God. And he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt." You can read that in Genesis 45, verses 5 through 8. But God had a hand in this. God sent Joseph, or at least inspired his brothers, to sell Joseph down into Egypt for a great purpose. So we, the modern descendants of Joseph, the United States and Britain, in the 20th century, were used in a similar way. When the other Israelite nations, as well as Judah, the little nation of Israel, were oppressed and held captive by the Nazis, we finally broke through the German lines and came to the rescue of Judah, the Jews, and the other Northwest European nations of Israel. Yes, Joseph's arms were made strong in World War I and in World War II, and in many other ways, for that matter. Notice what God had to say about helping Joseph and his descendants. In Genesis 49 and verse 24, we read this. This is when Jacob was blessing his sons, and this was part of the blessing that he gave to Joseph here, verse 24. "But his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hand were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is a shepherd, the stone of Israel." God is saying here that he would be with Joseph, the United States and Britain, the British people, which are the modern descendants of Joseph. God said he would be with us and help us, and of course he has. Now notice in Genesis 12, verses 1 through 3, where God began to make promises to Abraham, our forefather. "Now the Lord had said to Abram, get you out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house to a land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing." So we have been that blessing to many other nations. Verse 3, "I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." There were physical blessings as well as spiritual blessings to come through the seed of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. And we, the United States and the British people, have been to a great degree a physical and a financial blessing to all nations, as well as a spiritual blessing to some degree. We have sent our missionaries around the earth to teach Christ and Christianity. We have sent hundreds of millions of Bibles in virtually every known tongue into all nations. And we, the United States, is said to be the greatest Christian nation on earth. Now, no doubt that was true at the founding of our nation and for many years afterwards. And we hope it's true today, don't we? Because our founding fathers founded our nation and wrote the Constitution on the biblical principles. They made sure that there would be religious freedom in our nation. We have been a blessing to other nations by opening our doors and offering freedom from oppression to anyone, and by giving much aid in many forms to other nations. We could say we have fulfilled God's purpose, to some degree at least, for which God wanted us, the U.S., and the British people for. That is to be an example to the world of God's way. And God's way is one of give, one of love, and we have been a giving people. God promised to our progenitor, Abraham, that he, God, would bless his descendants through Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, because Abraham obeyed God, and God made that promise to Abraham unconditionally. Now, we have been blessed, and we have been a blessing to other nations, not because we have been or are now a righteous nation, but because of the unconditional promise God made to Abraham. We could have done much better as far as obeying God and fulfilling our purpose of being the example to the world of living God's way and reaping the many blessings that God promised if we would have obeyed him. Notice what God had to say to our forefathers just a few days before they entered the promised land. And these words were for the United States and the founding of our nation as well. And if we would have learned from our mistakes and sins and would have repented and continued to learn to fear and respect God and his word, we would have reaped the fullest measure of God's blessings. And these words would be spoken about us, the United States and the British people today. Notice what God had to say just a few days before Israel went over into the promised land. Speaking to our forefathers here, Deuteronomy 4, verses 1 through 14. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and the judgments which I teach you to observe, that you may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you. Yes, God always links his statutes, his judgments, his commandments with a good life, a long life, and a good peaceable life. Verse 2, you shall not add to the word which I command you, nor take anything from it, that you may keep the commandments of the Eternal your God, which I command you. And God told us that if you add to God's word, to his law, or if you take away from God's law, God says you will not be keeping his commandments. Notice what he says in verse 3. It says, your eyes have seen what the Eternal did at Baal Peor, for the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal of Peor. You may remember that account back over in the book of Numbers 22, 3, 24, somewhere along there, where Israel went astray following Baal Peor by committing harlotry and so on. And notice what God said happened to them. But you who held fast to the Lord your God are alive today, every one of you. But notice verse 3 says, your eyes have seen what the Eternal did at Baal Peor, for the Lord your God has destroyed from among you all the men who followed Baal Peor. Should be a good warning to us that if we aren't obeying God, and if we don't begin to obey God, that we won't be around forever either. God will finally get filled up with the sins of this world. His patience will finally run out on this nation and on the British peoples, his chosen people, and God is going to require us to pay. Verse 4, but you who held fast to the Eternal your God are alive today, every one of you. In other words, those that were ready and willing and did obey God, they were still alive and doing well. And that applies for you and me today as well, my friends, because there's a time coming when you are going to wish that you had listened, that you had obeyed your God. Verse 5, surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as Eternal my God commanded me, that you should act accordingly to them in the land which you go to possess. Yes, indeed. God says, if you obey him, there is a way to obey him, and you act that way. You live that way. Therefore, be careful to observe them. God says, be careful to observe his law, to observe his word, not add to, and don't take anything away. You know, the New Testament, Christ warns us of that as well. He says, for my law and my word, my way of life. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the people who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Now, do other nations say that about us today, my friends? Well, I don't think we have to be too smart to figure that out, do we? We have peddled our filth around the earth. We have obeyed God to some degree, and we have fulfilled the commission that God has given us to do to some degree, but not near like we should have, my friends, and I think we all know that. So what do people say about us today? What do other nations think about us today? That's not too hard to figure out if you keep up with the news at all. Verse 7, this is what they should be saying about us today. For what great nation is there that has God so near to it as the eternal our God is to us, for whatever reason we may call upon him? Now, wouldn't that be a blessing if we had obeyed God as God commanded our forefathers and as God commands you and I today to do? And then God would have been so near to us and we would be so near to him that we could call upon God for any reason whatsoever. And you know, when we called upon God, it would be for the right reason. It would be for the right purpose if we were an obedient nation or an obedient individual. And God would answer that prayer. What a blessing that would be. And what great nation is there that has such statutes and righteous judgments as are in all this law which I set before you this day? Yes, God's law. As I've been telling you on this program, God's law is a compass for life. It's a guide to your feet, as David said. It's a guide to your path. Verse 9, only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and to your grandchildren. Yes, my friends, if we had obeyed God, or if we would turn now and begin to obey God, we wouldn't have all the problems that we have in our nation. Our nation wouldn't be dotted with mental institutions, jails, and prisons. We wouldn't have all of the sickness and the disease that we have, or the financial problems that we have. We wouldn't have the juvenile delinquency that we have, the drug addicts, the alcoholics. They would disappear. Notice in verse 10, it says, especially concerning the day that you stood before the Eternal, your God, in Horeb, when the Lord said to me, gather the people to me, and I will let them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days they live on the earth, and that they may teach their children. Now, he's speaking about when he gave the Ten Commandments to our forefathers. Yes, if we had lived by them, my friends, we would be a great nation today, and people would have many good things to say about us, and we would have truly set the example for other nations to follow, totally and completely. If you'd like to understand more, I invite you and request a few articles that we have for you. Born with a Purpose, you need to read this, my friends. And can you believe the Bible? Well, my friends, I've been telling you the way it could have been and the way it should be today. And this is the way it will be in the world tomorrow. This is Pete Hornbuckle, and I'll see you on my next broadcast.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org or call us at 573-238-3675 or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.